Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Yibor lahum. They asked the question in the Gemara. Mal lahaske shochanika bebirchus hamazon. When you bench, bebirchus hamazon, should you say alanisim or not? Do we say, given the mirabbanan hu lemer dochinan, because chanukah is only a rabbinic yom tif, so therefore you don't mention it. Or delma mishum presumi nisa, but because we want to publicize the miracle, we do mention it. It's interesting, Taisus says, the Gemara didn't ask about mentioning alanisim in the davening. Because davening, you daven with a tzibur, you daven with a minion. So over there, you have a lot of people listening to alanisim. But at home, when you bench after eating, you do birchas hamazon after eating, so then you might not do it. So the Gemara says, Amir Rav, Amir Rav Schair, Amir Rav Huna, Eina Maskir. You don't have to mention it. You don't have to mention alanisim in the benching, but in Bala Haskir, if you do want to say it, Maskir Behidol. You do it in Neida Locha Hashem Elokeinu, which is again, alanisim, that's like Shmonesri. Where do we do alanisim? In the Bracha Meidim. Because Meidim is thanking Hashem for the miracles he does. That's alanisim. Rav Huna, the son of Yehuda, was at once in the house of Rava. He thought, maybe you say alanisim in Uvenei Yerushalayim Erakedesh, like where you say Yalav Yovi. So Amar Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet says, no. You don't do it then. You do it in Neidah L'cha, like we do it today. Behidah, why? Ketfila, just like davening. Matfila behidah, just like in davening, we mentioned alanisim in Hidah, Meidim. Abich samazin behidah. So benching, we also do it, in, and that's the halacha today. The halacha is today you do say it. But again, like we learned, if you didn't say it, you don't have to repeat the benching, or the davening for that matter. Then the Gemara says like this: Iboy luhu ma'ol lahaskir rosh chodesh bebirchas hamazon. Do you say yalav v'yovei in benching on rosh chodesh? Now the Gemara asks about Chanukah. The Gemara says you really don't have to, but if you want to say it, you say it. But the Gemara asking now, what would yalav v'yovei in benching on rosh chodesh? Intim t'mleimer b'rachanukah drabbanon leitzarech. If you're saying Chanukah, you don't have to say alanisim because it's only rabbinic. But Rosh Chodesh deraisa tzarech. But Rosh Chodesh is biblical. It mentions in the Torah, Chodesh is halacham reish chadashim. Rosh Chodesh is biblical. Now that a special korban is brought on Rosh Chodesh. Or Dilma, kiven the le'aseh basiyas melacha, or maybe another way of looking at it, Rosh Chodesh is allowed to work. So maybe you shouldn't say yalav yovei. Because all the other times you say yalav yovei, it's days where you're not allowed to work. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, you know. So the question is, do you say Yalav V'Yovei? It's interesting the way we take a lot of things for granted, but the Gemara, when you learn the Gemara is figuring it out, do you, don't you? So the Gemara says like this. Rav Amar, Rav says, Maskirim, Maskir. You do say Yalav V'Yovei in Benji. Rav Chanina Amar, Eina Maskir. Rav Chanina says, no, you don't say Yalav V'Yovei in Benji on Rosh Chodesh. Because not a Yom Tov, you could work. Amar Rav Zrikas, Rav Zrikas said, Noked Rav Biyotcha. You should hold, like, it literally means hold Rav's din in your hand, meaning go by Rav's opinion that you do say it. Why? The Tani Rabbeishe Kavosi, there's a braise that Rabbeishe learned like Rav. The Tani Rabbeishe Yomashi Yeshbaim Karba Musaf, he says like this. And Rabbeishe classifies when do you say Yalav Yavi. The braise says the following. Any day that is Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Arvi Shachris Mincha, Umispalo Shmon Esrei, Ve'emem Me'ena Me'ura Ba'avoda. Any day of Musaf, you say Yalav V'Yovei in the Shmon Esrei. Im Lo Yamar, if you didn't say Yalav V'Yovei on Yom Tov, Machzir Neisi. But Ein Bohem Kedush Alakos, but you don't make Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh, and you know. But v'yeshba maskara bebirchas hamazon, you do mention yalav v'yovei in benching. So Rabbi Shmuel clearly says Rosh Chodesh, you say yalav v'yovei in the benching. Yamim she'ein b'hem karban musaf, days that don't have a karban musaf, sheni chamishi of fast days and so on and so forth. So then you say me'ein ha'mu'ore b'shmei tefillah. Basically, this is the din of aneinu. On fast days, you add aneinu in the Shmonesri of Mincha. V'mlai Amar, but if you didn't say it, ein machzir aneisi, you don't repeat it. V'ein b'am, okay. Now, another thing is, Iboilu, another question, ma'u lahaske shochanika b'musafim. Today we daven musaf. What? There's 20?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have 2 minyan for Maariv. Okay, now, today we daven musaf. Okay, now, do you say alanisim in musaf? In the Amida? And we know we do, but the Gemara says, do you or don't you? What's the question? Kiv in the last bay musaf b'didei, Chanukah itself doesn't have a musaf, right? That means musaf has nothing to do with Chanukah. So why should I mention alanisim in musaf? Chanukah has nothing to do with musaf. Or Dilma, Yom Shechai Barba Tfilis, it's a day that you have to daven four tefillahs because it's Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, do you say it or not? Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amar Tavayo, ein a maskir. You don't say Alanisim in Musaf, Rosh Chodesh. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, Amar Tavayo, maskir. They both hold, you do say Yalavi, which is the way we hold it. I mean, not Yalavi, Alanisim in Musaf. You're not the... No, not the Rav Nachman of Breslov. This one is approximately, probably 1,500 years before the other one. No, 1,200 years, that makes sense. Now, Amir Abayla Rav Yosef, Hoda Rav Hunev Rav Yehuda, the Rav, who the Amir is similar to another case. What's the case? Rosh Chodesh Shecholi is b'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. So now the Haftarah, you say, the Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, not the regular Parsha. Hamafti b'Navi b'Shabbos, ein tzorach lahaskes shol Rosh Chodesh. But when you say the bracha, you know, a bracha after the Haftarah, so if it's Yom Tov, in the bracha at the end of the Haftarah, you say the Yom Tov. So now the question is, should we mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha at the end of the Haftarah? You know, when you say Turkol Elamim, all those brachas, do you say it or not? So one reason is you don't have to. Shomali Shabbos, ein Navi b'Rosh Chodesh. Because in Rosh Chodesh, there's no Haftarah. So again, Rosh Chodesh has nothing to do with the Haftarah. It's the same thing. Musaf has nothing to do with Chanukah. But the Gemara says, no. Me dummy, with there's no connection. Navi b'Rosh Chodesh like a cloud. There's no Navi at all on Rosh Chodesh. Never. You don't have a Rosh Chodesh Navi. Hoche Isa ba'arvitz Shachas Mincha. But by Rosh Chodesh, by Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv, you do say Alanisim. So now you can't compare it to the din of what he wanted to compare it to the din of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Navi, in the Haftarah, because of Rosh Chodesh, you never have any part of the day do you have Maftar. But Yalavi, I mean Alanisim, you have it, Shachas Mincha and Ma'ariv. So therefore, you should mention it. Anyway, the Gemara's conclusion is, the Gemara concludes at the end, again, the same thing. They used to do Mincha Shabbos. Okay, anyway. But the Gemara says, the less hilchas kol hani shmaitzer, the halacha is not like any of these opinions, and the halacha is that you do say Alanisim, you do say Yalaviyove, you do say... you know, all the things that the Gemara is asking, if you say it or not, you do say it. Okay.